KFIZ News Time, 1010, coming up on 1011 as Fun Elect Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. Thanks for joining us this morning here on KFIZ. And, well, in case you haven't heard, there is an election 1 week from today, the April 6th election. People will be going to the polls here around the state as it's April Election Day coming up on April 6th. Of course, still opportunities to vote early. Absentee voting still a possibility, although based on my conversation off the air with our guest, Fond du Lac County Clerk Lisa Freiberg, it's best to get those ballots in ASAP. Let's welcome Lisa in for some reminders as we are a week out from Election Day. Lisa, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
Doing great, and thanks for the invitation. I always appreciate to be able to talk out loud to our voters and our listeners out there.
Yeah, well, it seems like we have an election, every couple months. So we're due. We had, of course, the spring primary last month, and now a lot of folks have their eyes on this election for a number of different reasons, whether you're in the city of Fond du Lac, where I know there's a number of important things on the ballot, specifically with the safety referendum and city council and school board, to some of our smaller communities around the area, too. There's a number of different races. What particularly are people going to see kind of generally on this ballot coming up a week from today?
Well, we have everything coming down from the state with the superintendent of public instruction. We have a appeals judge out there that most people don't even know who those people are, and hopefully most of us will never find out, but it's always good to know who you are voting for in case you would ever have to go to in front of the district appeals judge. We have a county judge race, which we haven't seen in many, many, many years. Actually, it's been over 12 years for sure on that one, so that's been quite a bit of information being sent out and on the news and everything about that. And then, as you said, and then countywide, we also have the county executive race. And then going down the ballot, we have many municipalities, cities, towns, and villages throughout the county that have that on their ballot. And then down the school boards besides. So that April ballot, a lot of people will say, oh, I bet you're glad it's just the April election. That's easy enough to do. To be honest with everyone, doing a general election ballot is much easier than working with an April ballot. I have to work with the state, the county, 33 municipalities, and 11 school districts to put that all together.
That's a lot of work for the average person. Might not realize that goes into an April ballot.
Yes, it's quite crazy. I forget. There's like 132 candidates out there, and you know there's 100 and some contests that we compiled together to make this election work. We have over 100 different ballot styles for this election.
That's a lot more work than I think the average person, like I said, would realize goes into an election like that. Basic information, obviously, Lisa, I don't think we're shocking anybody when we say that polls are open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And I know something we always talk about when we have you on is that they do need to bring the ID to cast the ballot in person, right?
That is absolutely correct. And if you have moved since the last time you voted, you will need to bring something along with your registration. I mean, to register to vote, that would have your current address on. A picture ID with the current address works great because you can use it in both ways. If not, some kind of utility bill, bank statement, so on and so forth. You can always contact our office or your municipal clerk if you aren't sure. With the driver's license, there is an extension for people that are 60 years or older as far as their driver's license did expire. So if you have questions about that too, but we're watching over that very closely as far as taking in a lot of considerations because of COVID and people not being able to get their driver's license renewed back in 2020.
Early voting, I know I mentioned we were talking off the air, absentee ballots, the mail, probably still an issue. And if you have those, it's probably best to find a different way to get those back to your clerk, right?
I strongly encourage that at this point. We're 1 week away from that election. Once again, back in February, it was amazing the amount of ballots that were returned the day after and up to a week after the February election. I know every voter takes pride in being able to vote and getting it back to their municipal clerk, but putting it in the mailbox, it just, you know, that time it takes. And unfortunately, for this election, so far, two ballots have been totally destroyed in the mail machines besides. They come in a bag that says, sorry, this happened, but with the processing of mail, it happens and everything. And even though it's only two of the many ballots that were sent out, it's still, now we have to get a hold of that voter because unfortunately we do have to reject ballots that are even destroyed in the mail system. As of yesterday, we've sent out 5,438 absentee ballots countywide, and only 2,592 have been returned. So we don't even have half of the ballots that were sent out. We're at 48% right now of ballots that have been returned. So if you have that sitting on your kitchen table and you just happen to find it because you're cleaning everything up for Easter Sunday or whatever, I strongly encourage that you maybe just deliver it to your municipal clerks wherever they would have some kind of drop box or whatever will work. Some of the municipalities will be offering in-person absentee voting. All clerks must be available until 5 o'clock this upcoming Friday in order for people to have the opportunity in-person vote. That would be what I would strongly suggest people to do at this time, contacting their clerk to do in-person voting instead of it having mailed. If you request it today, today is Tuesday. It may get to you by Thursday, and then, you know, turnaround is not that great when it comes to getting it back to the clerk by Election Day.
That was my next question. People's options as for, you know, getting a ballot if they're unable to vote in person coming up a week from today. So like you said, still time to request it, but time is short. Is that fair to say?
That is very fair to say. And remember, there is no voting on Monday, April 5th. No voting. That is a law that we worked hard to get, and it will not change. I mean, we're seeing many, many proposed laws out there. Just one, as I mentioned to you before the show, no election laws have changed at this time. We are still going with everything as it was, what we saw in 2020.
Yeah, that's a piece of news, and there's news headlines just up the highway in Green Bay with an investigation, quote-unquote, into the handling of the November election. I don't want to get into that hornet's nest, and I don't want to talk about any touchy issues here, but as we saw, things changed pretty quickly just 1 year ago with the elections in April. Of course, that was at the start of the pandemic, so many unknowns now, but looking back in the last year, people still did their civic duty and got those ballots cast in spite of all the challenges that happened, right?
Absolutely, and these opportunities for people to get out and vote, rest assured, as far as I know, all 33 of our municipal clerks are in charge of elections on the local level. I am not aware of any third-party sources coming in and running our elections in Fond du Lac County. I would have a thing or two to say about that, but you know, I only have so much authority also municipalities when it comes to the election day and the absentee voting. That is in their control, but I will be interested tomorrow. Actually, there is one of them down in Madison is having Megan Wolf, who is in charge of our election, speak on what happened in Brown County. It is definitely something to follow. I think obviously more potential rules, laws will come out of this, and I think it is something that needs to be investigated. Any of the claims that did come up in 2020, whether any one of us liked them or might have our doubts about it, if anybody is unsure on how elections are run, I think there should be some investigation. And I've said over and over, time and time again, people have concerns about how our elections are run in Fond du Lac County. Please let me know. I know some of the municipalities have heard some issues, but on the county level, it's been very, very quiet. And I'm very I feel better if people do have those potential not sure about the election, reach out to me. I'm a very open person, and we'll let people know, but I feel our election back in November was run Perfect. I mean, there was a couple things here and there that will always happen, unintentional errors on election officials' parts, but everything has been documented that did happen back in November.
So nothing to raise to the level of, massive allegations or anything like that. Again, I don't want to poke the bear or anything like that. But overall, a pretty smooth election last time around with the November election.
Absolutely. It was almost too smoothly run. They did a phenomenal job, and that's all on our election officials out there and really, really dotting their I's and crossing their T's. And, I mean, we were first or second in the state of Wisconsin to have our results, and that was even made known nationally that Fond du Lac County had their unofficial results in. And, I know all the local media was pretty happy with us that it wasn't a whole night, too long all night long for Fond du Lac County at least. But, I also want to make sure that the next day we aren't looking at numbers and going, oh my goodness, something bad happened, and I'm going back out in front of the media and saying, yeah, this is all incorrect information. Mm-hmm. So we take pride in making sure that we're doing everything correctly as best as we can, but every election, until I get that canvas over, I'm looking over all the tapes from all the machines the next day. I don't rest easy until I'm sure that what was provided to this office, there is a lot of unknowns, especially when you're using electronic machines, but I have 100% faith in our Dominion machines here in Fond du Lac County. And just even listening to the national news this morning, now some other another accuser of Dominion products is backtracking really very quickly that they did an apology that the Dominion equipment is not what these false allegations are. So it's sad. It's sad what these elections did for the integrity of the whole thing.
And if something like that, Lisa, and this is the last question I'll kind of toss at you about it, if something did happen where, say, a machine was changing votes or someone put their vote in and it changed it or whatever, that would be something that you would share with the media, share with the public right away too, right?
Absolutely. You've known me in the past, and any questions that are asked, I've already, anything, even back in April, with the election being one day and the next day, I was letting all of our county board supervisors in on what was going on. I shared with the media anything out of the ordinary. I'd rather just bring it out right away than hold a press conference 3 weeks later and say, oh, well, by the way, this is happening and everything. It's just easier to have it out in the open so our the constituents are aware of there being any type of issues and everything. So, yeah.
Last thing, Lisa, for turnout-wise, I know City of Fond du Lac might be a little bit higher with some of the things on their ballot. What's the average turnout for an April election usually?
Average, it's going to be anywhere from that 25% to 28%. I'm hoping that it's going to be bumped up to, I'm hoping in the city of Fond du Lac, they have a lot on their ballot besides a school board race and a city council race, besides all of our state and county races. They have that big referendum. I'm hoping people do take that time out. That's why I was just talking to Maggie, the city clerk, this morning, and we're both very surprised on the low turnout and absentee voting, which I'm also looking at, let's predict the weather that day. We're going to have like a 73-degree day with sunshine. So let's go for that, and that people are just going to get out and vote on election day. I usually base my numbers on the absentee voting, and that's why I'm very shocked on the low turnout for absentee voting, especially in the city of Fond du Lac. Like I said yesterday, we were at 3,099 absentee requests. That's really not high. So that's why I'm hoping people are coming back out. In our smaller communities or smaller towns where it's the same town board, I'm still hoping. February really opened my eyes that people were interested in these county races and state superintendent of public instruction race. So I'm hoping that we're going to be way above that 30% elsewhere. And finally, like school board, like out in Talente, Cheetah, Haida, plus they have a chairperson race. I think it's going to be people in the town of Haida, they like to get out and vote. So I'm anticipating a 33% to 36% turnout even over there. So that should bring our county high up. But well, let's hope. I mean, a lot of people, so many people seem to think that November is that election. They got to vote for president. But on our local level, the April ballot is the one. These are the people that set your local taxes on your tax bill, your school taxes on your tax bill, and your county taxes on your county taxes on that tax bill. These are those folks. It's not the president. So all the work that's put into the April election, when we see these low turnouts, is, you know, a lot on our election officials out there, and you just got to scratch your head sometimes wondering why people don't take more interest in those local elections.
Lisa, if people have questions here as we continue the run-up to next week, what's the best place to find out the questions or the answers to those questions?
Anytime, call our office at 920-929-3000. If you want to know what is on your ballot, please use that myvote.wi.gov. That will show you your ballot. You get down in the town of Byron, they have four ballot styles because they have four different school districts. So it's just easier to go on to that. If you do not have access to a computer, please call my office. Any one of my staff is more than happy to let you know what you will find on your ballot. You can also reach out to your municipal clerk to get a sample ballot. But any way we can help you in order to educate yourself before you go to the polls next Tuesday, please let us know.
Excellent, Lisa. Thanks as always, and we'll talk again soon. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks, Spencer.
Monadnock County Clerk Lisa Freiberg joining us here on KFIZ, keeping us up to date on election reminders and talking election